Have I got a podcast for you tonight? Welcome back to another episode of the America Fish Yeah Podcast. And tonight is going to be another great episode. One of my really good friends, Big Pat, is going to join us. Y'all've heard from Doug, y'all've heard from Mike, y'all've heard from Doug and Mike. But now it's time for me and Big Pat. Without further ado, here we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, let me introduce you to one of the most hilarious guys that I know around, other than myself, the one, the only, the Big Pat. How you doing, man?
What's up, brother? Doing good. How are you?
Oh, man, I am just doing a fantastic myself.
That's awesome.
So, what kind of topics do you want to talk about tonight? The floor is yours.
Man, that's I'll say this. So I've listened in to the previous podcast. Of course, the first one with Doug.
Yeah.
Interesting topics there. And then, of course, with our buddy Mike, who we call Tiny. And so I kind of picked up on, like, it's a little bit all over the place, which is great because there's no, we don't have any set topics, so to speak, or anything we have to specifically speak about. We can talk about a little bit of everything, but man, we could just, I figured we could talk a little bit about the stuff they talked about, and then maybe as we go along, things will shift over to other stuff.
So, alrighty. So with that in mind, what got you into doing some TikToking?
Believe it or not, the reason I got into TikTok originally is because, my friend here in Texas, my best friend, Gene, he was, watching TikToks a lot, and he kept seeing, Tainted Lyric, the comedian / singer Tainted Lyric, mm-hmm. and he would always send me his videos, so I would go watch him, and I would laugh, and I thought, you know what, instead of me having to have him send them to me, why don't I just download the app and follow him myself? So that's kind of the reason I got into it. I didn't even get into it thinking that I would ever even post a video, to be honest. At first it was more of a, let me just do this to enjoy it and see what kind of content I can find.
Talking to several people about TikTok, that's generally how it happens,
right? I think
what's really funny is you went from, when I first met you, you had about 15,000, I think, followers.
Right.
And then I had like 20, and then I stopped at like 34,000. And last time I checked, you had like 90,000.
Right. It's crazy. It's I never expected it to grow like it has. Yeah, I have almost 92,000 right now.
That is absolutely, man. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, his TikTok is Big Pat 2021.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, and it's I tell you, TikTok has been a wild ride for me. A lot of ups and downs. More ups and downs. So it's definitely been a good platform. There have been some downs with it too, of course. But that's with anything in life. I will say though, I have something special beside of me that I just, while we're talking about TikTok. So you and I became friends, like you said, and we've got to know each other very, very well. Me, you, mm-hmm. and a couple others. It's been really cool to like connect with people who I've, you know, me and you have never met in person, but I swear, right. I feel like we, you know, have known each other our whole lives. We can talk about anything. And if I call mm-hmm. you know, you'll answer, you'll be there for me and vice versa. Yeah. But you did something really cool. So I always did giveaways, and I always wanted to just, that's kind of how I got mine. Knit as far as starting out growing is giving stuff away to people just to make people's day,
and it works.
Now it's become kind of a common thing where I give away hats, but you sent me a hat. You're America Fish Yeah. You sent me a hat.
I remember that,
and I still have it. Like I literally, the reason I don't wear it is for one, my head's super big.
Yeah,
but also just because it has all the, it has your signatures on there, it's addressed to me, and this is, you know, this is a while ago because it says to Big Pat 2020, so
uh-huh. I remember that. Yeah, back when you had the 2020.
Exactly. And it says America Fishy at the top, and then you've got some other people who have their ats on it that they had asked you to add their names to it,
and
it's just cool to have that, because that's something that, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 years from now, if the app's still around and I'm still uh-huh. growing, like I'll always have that. And that's something that I can say, hey, you know what? My buddy Hogan sent me that years ago. And it's
just out of the blue, because he
out of the blue, wasn't expecting it. I mean, And it's just, it's cool. Like, in return, you got some license plates.
Yeah, which I still got hanging up in my shed right now.
That's awesome. Yeah, so it's been a good experience being on there. And it's, hey, I never would have imagined. I remember when I finally hit 2,000 and I was freaking out. Like, oh my gosh, 2,000 people follow me.
Well, see, what's crazy is you have like this really weird, quirky ability. I say quirky, it might not be quirky. Yeah. You have this really weird ability to, like, in your brain, see a word and rhyme a word faster than I can process the word that you just read.
Right, right.
I can flow, but I got to think about it. I can't like look at a word and put it in a sentence and then rhyme it with something else immediately after. My brain don't work like that.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting you say that, because when I'm doing my freestyle raps and I have music playing and I have people giving me comments, words in the comment section, I can look at those words and, like, in my brain, I can be proactively knowing, hey, this word is such and such. Let me make it rhyme with something that makes sense. Yeah. But if you give me a bunch of words without music, here's the weird part. If you give me a bunch of words without music and you say, hey, freestyle this real fast, you're not going to get much out of me. Okay? it's odd, but I have to have music and I have to be, you know, kind of vibing and feeling that music. But the more I feel the music and the more I'm vibing, the better and faster I am at it and the more on I am. But
I always used to try to throw you off by putting your big, big, random, useless right. words in there.
And I love when people do that, because I tell people all the time, like, hey, give me words that I can't pronounce. Because it's funny, like, sometimes I'll just pronounce them the way I think they're supposed to be. And in the back of my mind, I know there is no way I got it right. But surprisingly enough, one of the biggest words that ever threw me off, which I've learned that word now when I see it, I'm on it, but onomatopoeia.
Oh, yeah.
It's such an odd word, such a weird word, but it's in the dictionary. But somebody kept putting onomatopoeia in there. But the way I was reading it was like onopoeia. And I kept saying onopoeia. And then everybody's like kept putting the word. And they're like, no, you're doing it wrong.
Kind of like Milo's. Everyone always says Milo's.
Milo, yeah, exactly.
I'm like, no. You're not from the South, apparently.
Right. Definitely Milo. And we know that is your... We're going to get you a sponsorship one day, man. We've got to.
Well, once I get my new phone in, I'm going to start another TikTok for just the podcast slash positivity and all. Ever since Christina got my account banned,
right?
Like, every time I load or upload a video, it just takes forever to do it. And then it has to do with the OEMI number on my phone. Right. So next month I'll get a new one. And hopefully by then I'll have several people following the podcast already. And absolutely. Have several people on the podcast already. So that way, whenever I create my America Fish Yeah podcast TikTok, the people that have been on it can be like, okay, guys, now y'all need to follow this. I'm not doing it for the followers. I'm doing it to just get to know people.
Right, right. And then give other people a chance to possibly come on here and do the podcast with you.
Yeah. And I love how it's just a sit down and talk platform. It's not a, we're going to talk about eggs. We're going to talk about shoes. We're just going to talk.
Right. Just talk, chit chat. You never know what's going to happen. Like, I love it. I love it. It was really cool. Cause I just know personally from talking to Doug in the last, you know, few years and kind of knowing his personality, he's kind of a person that can, you know, kind of comes off shy and he's, you know, a little quiet at first, but hearing him, like, after doing this, he was on for, you know, about 15, 20 minutes into it. Like, it really was cool to hear, like, different stories about him, and he kind of talked about his restaurant days, and the food industry. Then talking about, like, I could definitely tell he had a love and a passion for playing the game of football and coaching, and just hearing that was, like, really cool, because it's a side of Doug that, like, I knew that he coached some, and I just knew that from, you know, previous Snapchat group conversations, things of that, but I never really knew he was that involved and that into it, and it was really cool. Like, I enjoyed it.
You see, like, I love the one-on-one, because Doug was like, man, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm nervous as crap. Even Mike was like, oh my God, I'm so nervous.
Right.
And like, but after a few minutes, I don't know if it's me or if it's just a conversation style of this podcast. They loosened up. They got to talking. Before you know, it's like, hey, we've been talking for like an hour. Oh my God, really?
Right. You look down, you're like, oh man, we went further than I thought we would.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it. No, definitely. Yeah. And that's the same thing with Tiny. That with Mike, that was cool. Like, just hearing about his love and passion for helping others too. And just kind of the conversation and Some of the things, it's funny because some of the things he talked about are some things that I've been able and have been blessed to do in the past. It's kind of funny. I just kind of, I know this may be a little off subject, but just while I'm thinking about it, he was kind of talking about, you know, helping the homeless out and being able to be there and minister to them and to give out. And you had a great idea with the bags, with like the toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, things like that. Me and my best friend Gene here in Texas used to do that. So we actually would go down towards where the homeless shelter is, because here where we're at in Fort Worth, there's a lot of the homeless, even though there's a shelter there, you know, there's always overflow. They will sleep outside of the shelter and down the street. Like, it's literally about five blocks of nothing but homeless people. It's super sad. And we would go down there. We would load up a truck or a van and go down there and just take out toiletry bags. And we would feed them breakfast on Saturday mornings and cook them a hot breakfast. And it was really cool because, of course, with anything in life, you have some people who are grateful, and then you have some people who you can tell that they were just there to get the food and they could care less about us, which is fine. But I made some really cool relationships through that. And I've actually, two of the people who were homeless down there, two of them are now, they have jobs, they live places, and they've reached out just to say, hey, I appreciate what you did for me. Like, I'm on my feet now. Things are going great. Just wanted you to know that I couldn't have done it without you. And just knowing that you can help somebody.
Yeah.
And all we really did was donate time, because other people donated those items. It's a cool thing. It's a really good feeling.
Speaking of homeless, I hadn't really told too many people this because I don't do it to get notoriety.
Right.
I just did it to do it. When I was living in California, right after I got out of the military, I couldn't find a job to save my life because nobody wanted to hire an army or a military veteran. Every job interview I went to, overqualified.
Right.
So I was like, well, what do I do? So I went to like every temp agency I could think of, and I applied at all these other places. And finally, one of the temp agencies that I applied at, they called me and they were like, we have an opening at the Nestle plant. And I was like, oh, okay. And they're like, can you be there tomorrow? I was like, yeah, sure. So I showed up and I worked there for, I think, 3 weeks or 4 weeks, something like that. Not a whole lot of time. And one of the guys that I met, his name was Rocky. And Rocky didn't know how to take me because he was an older guy. He's probably in his 40s. But not a lot of people know how to take me, just because I'm a goofy, like, speak my mind. I'm always going to try to make you laugh and just try to be positive kind of guy. That's just who I am.
Yeah.
Well, after we all got let go because of the temporary thing, I didn't want to drive my truck around or my expedition around because I didn't have a lot of gas money. So I had a bicycle, and I would ride my bicycle to like the library. And this was right when I was technically getting ready to be homeless, because my ex-wife took my kids, left me with a $1,200 apartment I couldn't afford.
Right.
So before I lost the apartment, it was just me, and I had a couch now. And I think that was about it, and some furniture before my ex-wife took it, took the bed and stuff. So I had a recliner and a couch. So I was at the library getting a movie because I had lost cable and I still had power at the moment.
Right.
And I saw Rocky in there, and I was like, hey man, what's up? And he goes, do I know you? And I was like, you don't remember me? We used to work over at the Nestle plant. Oh yeah, I remember you. We talked for a little bit, and he's like, what you doing up here? And I was like, oh, I'm just coming here to get a movie and getting ready to go back and watch it before I go to, for the night and all. And I was telling him about the movie Big Fish, because I love Big Fish. It's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, so what about you? What are you doing tonight? And he goes, well, I don't really know. And he kind of hem-hawed around a little bit. And I was like, where are you staying tonight? Maybe we can hang out or something. And he just kind of hem-hawed around a little more. And he goes, I don't really have a place to stay. I'm just staying in my van at the moment. And I said, are you kidding me? And he goes, no. And I said, we're going to fix that tonight. I said, great. Right. I was like, follow me to my house or my apartment. So he followed me to my apartment, and I opened my doors up to him, and he stayed with me a few nights a week just to get a shower and get cleaned up. I kind of told my my apartment manager was going on, and he helped me out with some propane for my grill, and eventually lost the apartment. But to this day, me and Rocky are still really good friends. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, and Rocky, because he stayed with me, he was able to get his feet on the ground and get a mildly decent job for California. And then he ended up getting an apartment, ended up meeting a woman, ended up, I think, got engaged or got married to her, and ended up becoming a truck driver. And I got to know his daughter and him. And so, yeah, it's one of those awesome things. I didn't do it because I wanted people to know I did it. I just did it because it was the right thing to do.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. And that's the best part about it, too, is like, I am a firm believer in this, and I will always be. If you put good karma out there, you get good karma back. If you put bad karma, you get bad karma. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to put out good karma all the time and bad things aren't going to happen. That's not what I mean. Right. But if you do good for people and do good by people, and you know you're doing it from the goodness of your heart, not just to get recognition, things in the future will always have a way of working themselves out. I mean, I've done a lot of stuff in my lifetime that people don't know I've done to help others. Mm-hmm. I've sent, like, it would probably blow your mind at how many people on TikTok I've sent money to help them when they're in a bind. But it also, it's also been sometimes where I myself was struggling, but I always knew, like, as long as my kids are fed and my kids have what they need, and as long as I'm okay, like, I can help somebody else. I can send somebody $10 to help them out in that moment, or I can take that $10 and, you know, buy fast food. When I have food in my pantry, there's no point in doing that. You know what I mean? Like small things. But I've also been in situations where, even as of late, you know, I had some issues where I did go on a vacation and things were great and money was good. And then I came back and, you know how life goes, unforeseen circumstances happen. And, you know, a lot of people don't know the whole story or don't see that side of it. They just see, you know, parts of it and think, oh, well, Pat's on here trying to make money now off the app. And it is, in some ways I am, because it is kind of like a job, part-time job for me now. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's also a situation where, like, I literally had to put $2,500 into a vehicle that in reality, I didn't really have that money that needed to be used for bills, but I had to have, you know, had to have it running and have my backup and things of that nature. So, but my point to that is, though, like, I don't ever do anything hoping to get anything in return. If somebody borrows money from me, in my mind, I'm never getting it back. That's the way I look at it, because, you know, if I get it back, great, man, that's awesome. If not, no harm, no foul, because I had it in my mind anyway with the intention of giving it. But, you know, I had some rough months a couple months ago, and people came through like when I least expected it, and not because I asked them to. It's just the way things work sometimes in the universe. And I know for a fact that comes from me doing good. So it's always good to do that.
Sometimes people just see a need and they feel a need.
Exactly. They do. And, you know, I've been in some crazy situations before where I thought, oh my gosh, how am I going to get through this? And I always come out being okay. And I've always told myself, like, there's things that have happened in my life that to this day, I don't know why they happen. But I am a firm believer everything happens for a reason. And we don't always get to know those reasons, which in a way kind of sucks. But at the same time, man, it's just cool. Like, life can be very hard, but it can also be fun.
Yeah. I mean, I agree 100%, because look at all these people that win the lottery or win the mega jackpot while gambling. Sure, for a short period of time, they're living high on the hog, buying brand new cars, houses, steak dinners, and just whatever. Look at them 5 years down the road. Where are they? They're working at McDonald's because they're flat broke.
Right. Yeah. It's funny you say that.
Yeah, trying to figure out how to put food on their table because they just blew $20 million.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You think that's a lot of money. I could live the rest of my life. And technically, if you do it the smart way, you can. But it'd be so easy to spend that fast too, you know?
Well, not for me, really. I mean, like about the biggest chunk of a $20 million payout that I would spend it on would be building an addition onto my house, doubling the size of it, and then some yard work, getting my yard like showroom or a like cover of Home and Garden magazine. That's about the only thing I would do.
Hey, heck yeah, man. That would be awesome.
People drop by my house and be like, oh my God, look at that.
Like, who lives there? That must be Randall.
Yeah. Randall done stepped up in the world, Eugene. Look at that.
Oh, man. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I love me some Randall. The Randall character just came about, you know, through Snap, and it's funny and hilarious. Yeah. And Miss Patty, I haven't seen Miss Patty in months. And
I know.
I will tell you, I will fill you in. So people who are listening to this, it's a good thing you are, because most people don't know this, but Miss Patty has been on a hiatus because she lost her hair.
Oh, no.
She can't find her wig.
Randall stole it. I told him not to do it. He said that he was going to do it and play a joke, and he forgot where he put it.
I think she left her wig at Randall's house.
Mm-hmm. Right next to his deck.
Oh, that's greatness. So those that don't know, if you're listening in, Miss Patty is my alter ego. And Randall is Hogan's alter ego, and they crush on each other like crazy. It's greatness.
Oh, and like, I love how, like, I will do Randall obsessively for like 3 days, and then, like, I just quit doing it, and then out of the blue, bust out Randall. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, Randall.
I've done that before with characters, or forget. I've literally before forgot while I was on the live that I was in character. And started talking regular about something else, but I was still doing their voice, like, oh, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I do that with Captain Redbeard sometimes.
Right?
Yeah. Like, even just, like, walking around talking, like, I'll make, like, somebody will make a pirate joke, and I'll be like, Captain Redbeard, at your service. Ahoy there, me hearties. And then, like, next thing you know, I'm sitting like, so, do you guys want to go get some stuff from McDonald's? And they're like, shut up, Yoda. And I'm like, oh, sorry.
Right.
Yeah, like, how long have I been talking like that?
That's funny. That's good stuff, man. I'm glad that I met you through TikTok. We've got a really good friendship, and I know,
yeah,
like,
we do.
We can talk to each other every day, or we can go a week or 2 weeks or even a month. And then when we pick up, it's like we left, you know, pick up where you left off, and we definitely, me, you, and the guys, and yeah, Doug and Tiny and whoever else we can get together, we definitely need to do a meetup at some point, because I know you guys kind of talked about that on your podcast as well. But
yeah,
just having all of us get together for a day and just hang out, cook out, grill, have some drinks, and just, you know, maybe play some games. And it'd be a lot of fun. It would be awesome. And then just meeting everybody in person, because I've had the pleasure of meeting Tiny.
I know, I'm so jealous about that.
You know, and he's such a kind guy, such a nice guy. He was nice enough to drive out of his way as well just to meet me so that I wouldn't have to go further out of my way. And that was really nice of him. And meeting him in person, like, he's definitely not Tiny. But neither am I. It's just, I didn't realize he was a little bit taller than me. So I was
like, oh, wow, man, that's crazy.
It's awesome. And he was so kind, so nice. And, you know, it sucked because we only got a little bit of time with him. We had to keep going, but it was still nice to meet him in person. And
we could call ourselves the Not So Tiny Nation.
Right. Exactly. Not So Tiny Nation. I love it. Yeah. He's doing great things too. Like, I know he's got a lot of stuff and personal stuff, and I won't talk about that on here, but I would just say that, like, he's trying really hard and he's doing a good job. And I love the fact that he's getting into these different avenues just so kind of put your foot in the water for different things, and, you know, whatever works, keep running with it. So,
and I'll tell you this, back when I was on TikTok like every day, I mean, right, I kind of scroll through it now, just no account or nothing. I just scroll through the For You page and
right,
see what's what. Nothing made me feel any better than when I saw you or Doug or Mike come across my For You page, because y'all are three of the most positive guys that I know, because you would always, like, get my attention, because you'd be like, what's up, my favorite tickers?
What's up, my favorite? Well, let me see if I can do it.
What's up, my favorite tickers?
Yeah, that's it.
And you'd be like, I just want to let you know that you're doing some great things out there and hope you have a great day. And I'm just like, you know what? I am having a great day now. And that's what, right, I always call you, be like, you put a smile on my face, man.
That's awesome, man. I love it. I love, too, that Doug, so I kept telling, you know, I think I put in the group chat, I don't remember where I was talking about it, but back home, I'm from the East Coast, you know, from North Carolina, yeah, originally. And here in Texas, it's hard to find my favorite drink, but I can find it in the glass bottles, but it's expensive. Uh-huh. But it's Cheerwine. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So have you had Cheerwine?
Oh, heck yeah.
So Cheerwine is my all-time favorite soda. Like, if I had to pick one soda for the rest of my life and I was only allowed one, that would be no questions asked. Like, it would
so,
be
so
that.
What you're saying is I need to go to Walmart tomorrow and buy a big old, like, case of cheer wine and send it to you.
Right, right. And see, and that's the thing is, like, I can get it here, but it's a little pricey. Price.
Yeah.
But I kept talking to the guys about it, and Doug told me, he's like, you know, I think we have it here. He said, next time I go out, I'm going to get some. And he goes, I'm going to make a video. And it was so cool seeing him. Like, Doug literally made a video for me.
Yeah.
Me and Mike, because we had been talking about it, and just kind of did a review of it, and watching him, like, drink it for the first time. And, like, he takes a second, and I'm like, oh, no. He's going to be like, this sucks. Because, you know, it's one of those, like, you really want people to like it, but then you
said.
He's like, wow. This is good. And then he just keeps drinking the bottle. And I was like, I love this.
That's what he should do. Doug should be like a review guy.
Right. I love it.
Just watch his face. This is horrible, but I'm going to drink more of it.
I know, because I'm like, is he not going to like it? I mean, it just, the way he pauses for a second, I'm like, oh no. But then he just keeps drinking it. He's like, man, this is good. I was like, oh, I'm so glad he liked it.
And see, he could pull it off because he has that, like, he has that face that can be, like, completely non-expressive sometimes.
Right, right.
So, like, I get to see him with his glasses, look at the camera going, so today, I'm going to try cheer wine.
Right.
And just be like, good.
Yeah. And you're just like, wait, what?
Yeah. It's what?
I love it. Yeah. So the way you have a Milo's tea, love for Milo's tea, that's my love with cheer wine.
Yeah.
And people, and the hard part is people always ask me, well, what does it taste like? And I always try my best to describe it, but I pretty much tell them it's kind of like cherry Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, and I forgot the third drink. I always say it's like they had a baby together.
Kind of like, oh, well, you ever had the drink Big Red?
So I have. My son absolutely loves Big Red. I mm-hmm. absolutely do not. I can't.
And so I like Big Red. And every time I drink it, someone's like, oh, what's Big Red taste like? I'm like, the color red. And they're like, what do you mean? And I'm like, if you were to put the color red into a drink, that's what it would taste like.
I love it. I'm not a fan of it, but my son will drink that. Like, if he's out and about somewhere and he's like, I don't let my kids drink soda much. They literally, I make them drink water a lot just because I drink water a lot. And I know how kids are with soda and with sweets and tea, but every now and then, of course, you know, I gotta give in and let them. And then my daughter, if she can have sweet tea, she is like, you would think it's Christmas time. She's so excited about tea. And then my son is like that with Big Red. He's like, oh man, we get Big Red. Woo.
So it's kind of like party. The lights come on and the,
yeah, exactly.
Or that, whatever it is.
It's kind of like that moment as a kid when you're on the bus and you're coming off of Silent Bus.
Uh-huh.
And everybody's excited.
Yep.
But it's funny. Like, I don't know. In my lives, I've been on TikTok all my lives. I've been so blessed to have a lot of people recently. And I don't go live much anymore. I wish that I could say I did. And maybe at some point I'll get back to that. But just life gets crazy. And I've been working a new job, helping with that. And I've been doing, of course, some side jobs as well. And just trying to stay as busy as I can, taking care of the kids too. And but it's funny, like, I've had a lot of people in my lives, but it never fails. I can go on live for 5 minutes, 50 minutes, or 5 hours. At some point before my live ends, we're going to talk about food.
Yeah. Kind of like my lives whenever I did my lives.
Right.
At some point in time, Milo's tea was going to come up.
Oh, for sure.
Whether I'm chugging it, got it on my shirt.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. No, it's funny. And I used to think, like, I would be rapping and everybody's putting this different food in. And I'm like, I love it. But at the same time, it's like, man, they come on the screen and see I'm a big boy. And the first thing they think of is he likes to eat.
Yeah.
Which I do.
Well, they're not really wrong, but.
Right. Got a question for you.
I got an answer.
All right. So when we're talking about food, I'm just throwing this out there. So, have you ever heard of, or have you ever had a food from the East Coast from a fast food place called Cookout?
Yeah. Yeah. There's one here in Huntsville.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. No. I wish it was that simple. Like, I absolutely, absolutely love Cookout and love their shakes, but we do not have them here in Texas anywhere near us.
Yeah, I was kind of mad, or not really mad. I was kind of sad because they took away my A&W.
Oh.
They had A&W / like
Long John Silver's.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Restaurant here, and I used to go get their root beer floats and go get some fresh A&W. And then like one day they were like, "Oh, yeah, we're closed." And I'm like, "No, no, you can't do this to me."
Right.
And then they put a Cookout in there, and I was like, "Eh, it's not the same."
Yeah, it's not the same. But it's you know, when you have a love for something like that, it's like it's never gonna be the same. But like if now had they put Cookout down the road somewhere else, you'd be like, "Cookout's awesome too."
Yeah, I'd be like, "Good, I don't got to give up my A&W because I'm right. Like, yeah."
No, I just love Cookout because it's very affordable, and like you can get a tray with like, you know, a main burger or whatever and two sides and a shake for like $7. Like, it's hard to beat.
Well, Huntsville is now population wise the mm-hmm. largest city in Alabama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's not like built up wise the largest, but population wise it is now the most is the largest city in Alabama, because we have the Arsenal, we have NASA, we've got right. now the FBI, we've got Facebook, we've got a whole bunch of these like engineer related fields coming into Huntsville, and they can't build houses fast enough.
Wow.
To for all the jobs that are coming. We got Remington out here, we've got Toyota. There's a metric crap ton of good jobs here in Huntsville, and with the influx of good jobs, they tore down a mall that was built in like the 80s or something mm-hmm. like that, or 60s. It was built in the 80s, and they just shut it down about 2 years ago. And they're trying to draw people in from like Nashville, Chattanooga, Birmingham, Atlanta. It's called Mid-City, and they got like Top Golf and Water or what's that actor's name? Mark Wahlberg, Wahlberger.
Oh, the Wahlbergers.
Yeah. Well, we got a Wahlberger now. We've got a handful of these other top end restaurants and stuff being put in this one location. The bad thing is someone like me, I'll never be able to go there.
Right.
And I'm like, why are y'all trying to put these top of the line stuff in here whenever the average person that lives here can't go there?
Right. Yeah. And Wahlberger, I've had that here. They have one in Dallas about an hour from me. It's actually really good, but it's one of those places where if I go there, it's because I've run into a lot of extra money for some reason. I'm not I can imagine my budget.
I bet you one burger there is probably like $40.
It's actually not that bad. I don't know where you're at as far as what it is there, but from where I'm at, it's about $12 to $14. So it's really, in reality, it's not that bad. Huh. We get a fries with it, you know?
Well, see, my favorite thing to do here is a steakhouse called Texas de Brazil.
Oh, and I've had that. We have one here in Fort Worth.
Oh, yeah. I love going there.
Texas de Brazil is so good.
Yeah, it is. I mean, if I'm going to spend like good money, I'm gonna go spend good money for some good steak.
Yes, because their steak is melting your mouth.
It is, and you just get as much as you want.
Yep.
I like if I were to die at Texas de Brazil from a meat heart attack and had a meat stroke, I would die a happy man.
Sorry, the word meat stroke just sounded funny.
You did. See, you never know what's going to come out of my mouth.
Well, the best part is if that were to happen, I imagine the newspaper article with your picture and it says Huntsville man found dead from meat stroke. And yeah. People are like, was everyone he eating going, or did what? He stroke it?
Oh. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that went left field.
Yeah, real quick. See, This is why I love this podcast, because it's freaking awesome.
That's good stuff.
You can't make it up.
No, you can't. Oh, man. There's so many things from there, and my mind's like, nope, keep it PG.
Yep. We can't talk like that.
Well, I you know, it's funny, because I was at my brother's, you know, his second wedding. So he was married and divorced at a pretty young age, and he's younger than I am. But his second wedding, there were children around too, and I was the best man, and I was told to give a speech. And, you know, being somebody that's been around him my whole life, and me and my brother are close, I'm like, okay, yeah, sure. But I wanted to make it funny, and I wanted to do it in such a way that the kids wouldn't pick up on it, but all the adults would lose their mind.
Yeah.
And, so they're at the wedding, and well, we're getting ready for the wedding, and my brother, his all time favorite character from Disney or Pixar is going to be Buzz Lightyear.
Uh huh.
And his, you know, fiance at the time, his wife now, her favorite of all time on Disney was Ariel. She loves mermaids.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be clever about how I ended the speech to make people laugh, but I didn't want to say it in such a way the kids would know. And so,
yeah,
I ended my speech with this. I said, Buzz, do me a favor and take her home and introduce her to your friend Woody. And that's how I left it. And like, oh, it was priceless, because all the kids are like, oh, Buzz. And all the adults are like, goodness, did you just say that?
The parents are probably like, oh, my Lanta.
Right. And people, and all the are kids just are going, it,
I don't get it.
Exactly. And the kids are like, oh, I like Buzz, which was great, because I could put the punchline in and I didn't have to worry about kids like picking up on it.
Yeah.
But the adults knew.
Those jokes like that are the absolute best. Where
they really are.
Like we can get an entire crowd laughing, and the kids don't know why they're laughing, because it sounded funny,
right?
And then the adults are laughing because they know why it's funny,
right? And then before you know it, everybody's just laughing at everybody, forgetting what was said.
See, me and you should go do some stand up comedy.
Well, I can do sit down comedy. I can't stand long.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, so we could be the sit down stand up comics.
We should do it. You know, it's funny we talk about that as a joke, but you and I could do like stand-up comedy, and yeah, take Doug could go with us to cook all our meals and
yeah,
keep us fed. And then we would have Mike or Tiny there to be able to sell our merch for us while he makes it. It would be,
I think. Oh no, all of us, the four of us on stage.
Oh yeah.
Me and you sit down and just start talking. And I can see Doug just like throwing his one-liners in there and
right,
catching everybody off guard. And we're all like, huh? And then, and then Tiny over there coming up with some joke, trying to put it on a t-shirt and laughing at his own joke. So we're just like, you want to share it with the rest of us?
And I just picture Tiny in the background in his flannel, like winking at the ladies.
and then trying to figure out what to do with his hands, because he gets nervous.
Right. I love it.
Oh, I can't wait for them to listen to this podcast. Oh, I know. My God.
It's going to be awesome. I hate I didn't. Oh, I don't know if you posted it yet, but I know you guys did one together the other night. I just haven't.
Yeah, I posted it.
I will listen. I haven't had a chance to listen to that one yet. I'm going to check that out next. But
I'm glad that people are able to enjoy listening to these, because they are absolutely epic.
Exactly. And, you know, I would tell you this. I'm going to give you a compliment. You're always calling me and giving me compliments, and it means a lot. It really does. Listening to these podcasts, and You definitely have that personality to be somebody that sounds like they're off the radio, especially when you do kind of like the impromptu like pitches of like, here's a quick commercial from Milo's, or just being funny. Yeah. You have a perfect voice for that. So,
well, I appreciate it. Yeah, because like, and I don't know where it comes from. I guess it comes from listening to the radio so much, just like out of the blue, it'll be like, all right, now we're gonna take this moment, just pause and listen to these sponsors. Okay. All right. That was random.
Right. And then you're just like, wait, are we still paused?
Yeah.
Me and my brother did that as kids. We got, you know, back in the day, of course, kids today have no idea probably what I'm talking about, but the old cassette players where you could literally record off of the headphone jack. So we had one of those growing up, and we would do like weather reports. We would act like we were the weatherman. We would pass it back and forth to each other and just say random stuff. And it's like, you know, I'd give anything today to be able to hear those tapes and see how ridiculous we were.
And see, like, if you ever actually, like, make it big into the music industry,
mm-hmm,
which I have a feeling that you will, I just want at least one time to come to one of your, like, live shows and just be your announcer. So that way, like, during your, like, like your song breaks when you're taking a little break. I'll be like, all right, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to drink some Milo's tea. Yes, that's right. Milo's tea. If you don't have any Milo's tea, you need to stop what you're doing right now and go get some.
I love it. Well, I would so be down for that. And like, I'll be honest with you too, because this falls on me too, but I've had a lot of people in the last, I'll say the last, if I had to guesstimate, the last 4 months is when I've really like, I've blown up on there and my lives have been crazy.
Yeah.
But I've had a lot of people in the past who just reach out to me and say, hey man, I know a producer, or hey, I am a producer, or I make music. And a lot of people say, well, I'm going to hit you up and get my info to you, and we're going to work out a deal. And you know, from what I understand and what I hear a lot from people is the way to go these days is independently, because when you sign with people, you know, when you're on a record deal, like it's good to be signed because somebody's giving you notoriety and they're helping you. But at the same time, like they pretty much own what you can say and do.
You know what I would do if I was you? If I was you, what I would do is I would write down my lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you do freestyles. I would even just record my own stuff while I do a freestyle. I would record it and then either write it down or have somebody write it down for me, copy it, make sure that it's like got a date on it or whatever. So right. That way somewhere down the road, you're like, hey, I had a flow not too long ago that I liked and date it. And so that way you can go back and maybe tweak it if you liked it or didn't like it. And then start just promoting yourself. I mean, you ain't got to do expensive stuff. Like I was telling my buddy Nick, he's got two albums out right now. They're called Adios. And the first one is good. The first one was really good. But the second one, oh my God. The second one, I felt every emotion. I felt every single like feeling that he felt, because right. I could relate to him. And I was messaging him yesterday. I was like, dude, you're bringing me to tears over here. And he's like, that means a lot. I'm going to get him on this podcast because I'm trying to promote him up too and get That's his awesome. Name out there, because I think that he could actually, just like you, make it into the music industry and be somebody.
No, and I really appreciate that. And that's awesome. Like, you got a friend that can do that. I can't wait to hear some of his stuff. I know you'll share it with me, and I'll definitely do that. And it's crazy because I've had some people who reached out and they seem very serious. And then when I got back to them, kind of like ghost, crickets, nothing. And it's like, you know, some people say that in my lives because they want people to think they're a part of it, or they want people to follow them and say, oh, this person, you know. But I've also had some people who have really come through for me, and it's been nice. It's kind of hard because I have, like, as of today, I probably have 4 people right now that I have told or promised that at some point I'm going to do something for them and work on some stuff. And you know, I it was really cool. So I had a gentleman reach out to me, Holly, it's probably been 3 weeks now. He reached out and he was like, hey, I don't know if it's possible, but he's like, I'm trying to remember now. I think it's his sister got married or one of his best friends. And he's like, hey, they're getting married. He's like, I can send you the whole guest list and different things they like. He's like, if you could put together a freestyle rap, I want to play it, you know, at the dinner, the rehearsal dinner. And I was like, sure. And I told him, I'll do my best and I'll get it to you. And it was one of those, like, it kind of happened last minute, which is kind of what things have been with me lately, just given my schedule. But
yeah.
I was able to put it together, and he actually sent me the video of it with the slideshow, and it all matched with the lyrics. And it was,
oh wow,
it was really cool because he sent me money for it, and I had never even like thought to, you know, I had never thought about doing stuff like this. And that's also an avenue that I have ability to possibly take, is making personalized videos with raps for people, because then I can still get myself out there to start with, and I'm making it personalized for people, and then they would pay me that way. And it was just really cool. It was a cool experience. But I've had a few people reach out, and they're, you know, and they're really kind, they're really nice, and it's just a matter of me getting what they need back to them. But I'm the kind of person, like, I don't want to send anything half-ass, or if it doesn't sound good, or if I didn't put enough effort into it, I don't want to do it just to do it. I want it to be right. And so that's the downside, is you got to find the time to put into it. But you know, when it's something like this, like if I can get into music and make a career out of it,
then
I would get to be doing what I love doing. And who doesn't want to do their dream job as a job for life? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because if you do what you love, it ain't work.
Nope, it's just fun.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, I agree 100% with that. So it's like I said, some of that's on me because I've had a lot going on. But this week I intend to get caught up on all the requests that I have from people and And we'll see what happens, man. I've got a gentleman who reached out to me who I won't go into too many details just because it's not anything signed or finalized with him.
Yeah.
But I'll say it to you this way. I was pretty much told if things work out, I will immediately be put on air for stream. I will also be doing interviews through news stations, things of that nature. And this is a person who's really, really involved, you know, and it's really cool. And the group that he's with that were reaching out to me, they're all about positivity and uplifting. Yeah. Like everything is positive with them. So they don't, you know, if it's like me rapping, but I'm just rapping in general about kind of like what most rappers do, they probably wouldn't take interest. But if I can find a way to sink that down into positivity, which I'm all about, then we might have a deal come about that. So it's really cool.
You see, like, I joke around with people and tell them, I tell somebody, hey, if you make it big, I'll be your voice guy. That's what I like doing. I don't want money. I don't want notoriety. I just want to get my voice out there so I can be like, hey, that was me.
Right. Did you hear that opening? That was me.
Yeah.
Hogan Martin. You heard it here on Hot 101.1.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, turn the radio up, turn the lights down low, and enjoy these next classic songs on Z93.4 or something like that.
And then all of a sudden you just hear Marvin Gaye playing. That's what I was saying.
What the heck?
I love it. No, you definitely have a niche for that. That's something that, man, I don't know if that's something you like love doing, but
it is.
If the local radio station needed help, you could definitely do that. That's for
sure. Yeah, I mean, like, voices is one thing that I absolutely enjoy doing, but I don't want to make a career out of it because I enjoy it and I don't want to get burnt out on it.
Right. No, that's understandable for sure. I love it.
Cause like it, you know, like with Randall, I love just like all of a sudden talking to somebody and someone doing something. I'm like, well, that's kind of messed up, ain't it?
Right.
Be like that. And, you know, I don't want him to be like worn out. Like, oh, it's Randall again.
Right. I'm with you. Yeah, for sure. Like, I totally understand, relate to that, because when people come to the live and they're like, hey, where's Miss Patty? If I've been doing her for a while, like the character for a while, it drains me. I'm a big boy. Like, people don't realize how big I am.
Yeah.
And doing the freestyle raps and doing the voices and the characters, like, it takes a lot out of a person. Like, you know, it is fun. I'm not complaining one bit, but I don't think people really realize when I freestyle rap how much weight I'm sitting there. Like, I'm literally losing weight when I freestyle rap. And the reason I know that is because I'll wear my watch sometimes, my Apple Watch, and when I'm freestyle rapping, about 10 minutes into it, it will ask me if I'm currently jogging or running.
Wow. Like,
my watch thinks that I'm running because my heart rate is so elevated.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's not good, but it is good because, I mean, you're burning some calories.
Right. I am. Yeah. It's cool. Like, it's cool, and it's also like, you know, when I do – and I know people recognize this because people will tell me after my instrumental and I go to the next one, like, hey, breathe, take some water, breathe.
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget to, but it's cool that I have the ability to be such a big guy and have the lungs and capacity to do it.
Yeah.
But then usually after that fifth song, I'm like, whoo, I need a break.
Now, I'm either after the podcast tonight or maybe tomorrow or something, you get some free time. I'm going to play you some of my buddies, like, raps.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then there's one song that he, like, completely threw me off on, and it sounds like an 80s song, like something straight out of the 80s, and I loved it. I was like, dude, that should be on the radio right now. It sounds like something that would be playing right now on the radio.
Oh, that's awesome. I definitely am looking forward to that. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, and see, I'm glad that you came on here because I like letting people get to know the other side of people, the side that I get to know of people, because a lot of people, if they're listening to this right now, they know you from TikTok as Big Pat 2020, and they know you as the freestyler, or they know you as Miss Patty. Some of them, hopefully, if they listen to this now, they're like, hey, there's an awesome guy under that exterior. There's a whole side we didn't get to know until now.
No, I love it. I agree. Yeah, absolutely. And same goes for you. And it's cool because I never, like I said in the beginning of the podcast, I never knew that I would have this many followers. Well, hell, at the beginning, I didn't even know I would have followers, but just having that many people follow you, it's like, it's, and I say this in such a way that I don't mean for it to sound negative, but having 90,000 people follow you is such an awesome thing, but it's also such a burden. And what I mean by that is, over time, I'm one person, you know, and there's 90,000 people. And of course, 90,000 followers, of those 90,000 followers, if I had to take a guess, and it's just a guesstimate, probably 1,000 of those followers are people who I do talk to or who reach out or who communicate or who comment. And it's really cool. Like even if it's just 1,000, like knowing that many people I can impact and they can impact me because, it feels like to some people that I've changed over time, and I can see that. I definitely can see that side of things. But my intent is never to change unless it's changing for the better.
Yeah.
It's just become harder for me to keep up with everyone because I told people for the longest time, you know, hey, if you're messaging me on here and I'm not getting back to you, add me on Snapchat. And I made that public. Like, you know, I put my Snap in my bio. I literally went on Snapchat before just to do the filters with my kids. I didn't even know how to use the app. And I want to say right now, I probably have 400 friends on there.
Man.
And it's a lot to keep up with because on the daily, I do the streaks as most people do, the pictures back and forth. I probably have 30 people I do streaks with. But I probably get an average of at least 45 to 50 messages a day on there and then another 45 to 50 on TikTok. And it's one of those, like, I've got messages right now on my TikTok that I haven't been able to get to within a week. And it makes me feel bad as a person because I'm the kind of person, I want to be there for everybody, answer everybody, and do what I can. But when you're one person and you have that many people reaching out, you know, it's easy for something to fall through the cracks, or it's easy for somebody to feel left out. And it's,
well,
never my intent.
I never had quite the following that you did on TikTok, but I had a pretty good following. And,
you
and
did.
I, like you, had substantial people messaging me and everything. And if somebody's listening right now and they have messaged you and you haven't got back to them, I'll say this. You're one person. And there are at least 91,000 people following you. And you try to keep it personal. You try to keep it real. So you might not get back to them right away. But when you do get back to them, it's going to be a personal get back instead of a reply all type thing.
Right.
And that speaks volumes for you because you're trying to keep it 100% legit instead of just, oh, hey, whatever. And that's what I like about you. You keep it real, legit, 100% all the time.
Absolutely. No, I definitely try my best to do that. And I even on my videos, when I would go back, I don't do it as much anymore because sometimes I get a lot of comments. But when I would get comments on my videos, I would go through each comment and reply individually to people and make it different because I don't want it to be like on a video where I'm just saying thank you and a smiley face to every single person because it does take time to do that, which means a lot. But if I'm doing that for every single person, they're like, oh, he probably didn't even really realize what I wrote. You know what I mean?
But see, at least now people know that you're a family man. You got some kids.
Oh, for sure.
And that you're trying to do the best, not just for you, but for them. And
absolutely.
And so that's why I like doing this, because people get to see several sides of you instead of just that one.
Yeah, and I'll say this, like, I don't talk about my kids a lot on the live or on TikTok in general, and I don't have posts of my kids up. And the reason being is, and this is not in a bad way at all, but it's out of the respect and wishes of their mother, my ex-wife, because, you know, she says, hey, I really would prefer not to have the kids on that app. And we all know in the times that we live in today, you have to be careful what you post in the first place. And I can see that having kids on the app and the way that we have some of the people we have in the world today, it's nothing for them to say, oh, Big Pat's famous, Big Pat's in Fort Worth.
Yeah.
Okay, he has kids. If they're very stalkish, you know, something. And that's kind of out there and deep left field, but it's also a possibility. And so I told their mother, you know, out of respect of her and her wishes, she's their mother. She doesn't want them on the app. I don't do that. And that's why I don't talk about my kids a lot, is because if people want to talk to me about my kids and if I get to know them personally, I'm more than happy to share things. But just putting them on there, I don't do that just for that reason.
I know. I get it 100%. I mean, you never know what kind of society we live in.
That's very true. Very true. But for all the bad there is in the world, there's always more good. And that's the cool part.
Yeah. I thought I got disconnected for a second, but I didn't.
No, you're good. I am still here.
Okay. Yeah. But yeah, this is freaking awesome. And I can't wait to see how this podcast is going to go in the future. And I can't wait to see people come back.
Right.
To ask and be like, well, my first time was this. Now I'm here. Here's what I want to do here. Here's the message I got for so-and-so here. I just can't wait to see where the future is going to come.
I absolutely couldn't agree more. And I tell you, like, I didn't know what to think of it coming into it because I've only listened to maybe 3 podcasts my whole life. I've never really, I've been such into music that the podcast stuff just doesn't come naturally for me to think to even listen to.
Yeah.
There's some good podcasts out there. And when I first started listening with you and Doug, I thought, okay, this is good. This is good. And then by the end of it, I was like, you know what? I was afraid that maybe like I'd be scared of coming on here and being like, oh no, what am I going to do to keep people interested? Yeah. But I realized just kind of generally talking like we're doing right now, I actually had more fun that way because like, just like in this podcast, as well as with Tiny and Doug, there's some parts where you we're laughing with each other and it's really funny stuff. And I know people listening are going to go, man, I can relate to that. I've been there.
And see that's what I want. I want people not just to relate to it, but I want someone to shoot me an email and be like, dude, I got some stories for you. Get me on that. I'll be like, all right, man.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you say that. I was thinking about that too. And when I do another podcast with you in the future, I would love to share some stories with you of stuff because I know you yourself have been through a lot of stuff in life. And I've got some stories that would literally make you think that I was lying through my teeth. But I've got people and family and friends who will back up everything I tell you.
Awesome.
For example, and this is a very quick one, but my brother to this day, I could call him right now while we're on the podcast and he would tell you. We were younger at my grandparents' house. Awesome. And for some reason, we were eating McDonald's. And they had one of the old school heater fans where it just sat there in the middle of the living room and it had the big fan blade on it.
Yeah.
And I just thought, being a normal kid acting funny, I was probably maybe 8 or 9 years old. I just bent up, lifted up, put my butt in the air, and I said, I'm going to fart a french fry out my butt. Just something stupid.
No.
I literally passed gas, and I kid you, I'm not kidding with you, Hogan. It wasn't even 2 seconds later. You hear something in the fan blade go, ching, 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 ching. We looked down there. There was a french fry
in
the blade.
Wow.
To this day, it didn't really come out of me, of course, but the timing of it.
Yeah.
It had me second guessing.
You're over there going, did I really fart a french fry into a fan?
Right. Like, blew my mind. And it literally was a french fry in there.
Wow. What stuff like that. What are the odds of that?
Exactly. 1 in 1 billion, probably.
Well, so me and my buddy Mannix that I was in the military with, we were playing SOCOM Confrontation on PS3. And the way that SOCOM Confrontation worked was it was like 8-on-8 or something like that. And once you're dead, you're dead.
No resets.
Yeah, no resets. And then once there's one guy left, they win. So
gotcha.
I was a darn good sniper. And I used to find these really good sniper spots and pick people off right and left. And
right.
So I got at my spot and I was like, all right. I was like, boom, got one. Boom, got another one. And then I zoomed in. And I stopped, and he looked, and I looked, and I said, is that a guy? And as soon as I said that, whoop, I was killed by him.
Oh, wow.
He lost it. He was dying. And I'm like, what the actual heck just happened here?
Right.
No, no. And then he literally rolled off the bed laughing so hard because he's like, is that a guy? And I'm like, yeah, live it up, live it up.
I love it. I love it. I gotta say, you being in the Army and hearing the story you told, and I believe it was Tiny you told about just being over there and seeing some of the WWE people.
Yeah.
Hearing that you got to give Kelly Kelly a hug made me a little. I was a little jealous of you.
I've got pictures.
I love it.
I'll send you the picture that I got. I was like 19, and I didn't know what was going on. I was like, yeah, I'm hugging a beautiful girl.
I did get to hug Miranda Lambert back in the day. So this was before she was famous, and I had no clue who she was. She was playing a festival. I was like, okay, she's playing a festival. She's probably a local. And her and the band are there. And they're like, yeah, she's going to be pretty big soon. And they're like, you should probably get a picture with her. And I was like, I'm working. I don't want to get in trouble for taking a picture. I'm good. And she's like, well, here's a hug. And I'm like, okay. And then later on, I'm like, wow, dude, I could have had a picture with her. I was so mad at myself.
Speaking of Miranda, she has one of the most emotional songs that I've ever heard, to me at least.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not an emotional song, but to me, it's emotional.
I got you.
You ever heard the song Only Prettier?
I don't know that I've heard that one.
If you get a chance, look up Only Prettier. And okay. The reason it's emotional to me is because imagine as you're listening to that song, it's about maybe 30 seconds or a minute into that song, and you're 22. You finished your second tour of duty. You're stepping on to an airplane going home because you're done. And that song's playing as you're getting on the plane. That meant freedom. That meant I made it home alive.
Right.
That meant there's not much that's going to stop me. I still get teary-eyed thinking about it. But that song was playing on the airplane when I got on. I can't help but get emotional every time I hear that song.
I'm going to definitely check it out, yeah, because I love her music. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, I just taking it all the way back to Kerosene and then, all the way to as recent as her with the, I think they call themselves Little Pistols or Annie Pistols. Yeah. I'll definitely check that out. And
because I could have sworn I heard that song before, but I hadn't.
Right. Huh. I'm going to check it out. I am. And then I'll say this, too, and I just say this because we have talked a little bit about service and if you're, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I was raised when it comes to this part, I was raised the right way. But if you're active military or previously were active military or even plan to serve in the future, thank you to whoever's listening right now. Thank you for your service from the bottom of my heart because
I can't agree more.
I've lost a lot of friends in the service and I've had family that served and you as well, Hogan. Thank you for serving our country because there's, people don't realize what you guys go through over there and what you face. And you're right. You were blessed to be back and to come home and to be done, but to be here and to make it through that. And so many people didn't. And it's,
the hardest thing that I ever had to do. So I guess it's survivor's guilt. I guess you can call it. The hardest thing I ever had to do was there was a 17-day mission that I was on. And I missed going on the mission that went right after the one that I was on because I was gone for 17 days. And I came back and they were like, oh, yeah, we're going out for like 3 days. And I was like, oh, I want to go. And they're like, no, you just got back. Go relax. I'm like, okay. Apparently, while they were out there, we lost 4 soldiers. Wow. And I did not realize it until the service that I knew one of them personally. Like wow. he was the kind of guy that I talked to on the daily basis and hung out with. And apparently he was the first one.
Oh goodness.
Because it's kind of sad, but it's kind of heroic because the convoy that was going to take this mission or take this village, there was one way in, one way out. So the little Hodges got their phones and they're like, hey, durka, 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 durka. Hey, they're coming. Right. So when they got there, they dismounted, were going out there. And as soon as they started trying to get in the village, they were ambushed. And the guy's name was Jonathan Emmert. I believe that he was shot and killed first. And there was a sergeant that saw him get shot and killed, ran up, grabbed him, tried to pull him to safety, and ended up getting shot and killed. And eventually two other guys tried to go get the two fallen and ended up losing their lives as well. And finally, there was a gunner, no, there was a driver who saw where the guy was shooting from, and he said, get that MF or he's right there. So the gunner started shooting at him with a 50 cal, but they live in adobe houses that are like just basically caked up dirt, and that 50 cal wasn't even getting through it. So the driver goes, hang on, boys, we're going in. He floored it and drove through the wall and through the adobe thing and ended up killing the insurgents that were killing us. Turns out he had a broken foot throughout the whole thing and ended up getting, I believe it was the Silver Star out of it. But I mean, that was one of the hardest days. Was going to that memorial. And I mean, it's hard whenever you lose somebody overseas and you're going to a memorial, but when you see the face of someone that you know personally like that,
right.
That's a whole new kind of something.
It is. It really is. And I personally, on a personal level, I had a friend of mine named Pruitt, and I had met him through a church. We would go on Wednesday nights with my sister, and I met him through there. And I didn't really know him on such a personal level that we talked all the time, but he was such a kind soul. And like, I remember the first time I went to that church at night, it was more of a teens type thing. And he's the first person to introduce me, you know, or introduced himself, and he was always kind. And then he was serving, and just unfortunately that him and his group of people over there, they were all killed. Like from what I understood, and of course I only know this from hearsay. I didn't hear it from anybody personally on his family side, but
yeah,
some of their guns locked up. So it was a situation where he literally went into instinct mode of, okay, I can't kill him with a gun. I'm just going to have to do it by hand. And sadly he was killed in the act, but he actually saved some of the soldiers there because his actions of him jumping and going right at him, like distracted them, and the others were able to kill him eventually. But it just sucks. You know, it sucks that happened, but it's,
yeah.
He died serving his country, and I just don't take that for granted because, man, I live over here, and we think America sometimes is crazy, but it really, in reality, we have it made so much better than so many others.
You know, I mean, not all who can do serve, but the ones that do serve, man, I would not mess with them for nothing. I don't care if they're 19 or 100. If anyone has served in any branch of the military, you know they're some kind of crazy. I mean, look at me.
Right. Yeah. Hey, I know, right? Look at you.
Yeah. I mean, like right now, if somebody came up to me right now and they said, hey, we got some crap going on over here and blankety blank, like we're calling you back, I'd be like, do I got a shave and can I bring some guns?
Right.
I'd be gone in a heartbeat. Nobody even know. I'd be like, I'm on a bird. Here we go.
Exactly.
And like what's really crazy is hearing some stories from like actual like men and women that have been in the shit, so to speak, pardon the French. But like with 9/11, I was watching something on YouTube a while back, and was it Flight 93 that went down in Pennsylvania?
Right, I believe so, yeah.
Well, from what I heard on the on this video is that there was two pilots in like F-16s or F-18s. I don't remember which one, but they got scrambled up. And they got scrambled up so fast, they didn't even have weapons on the aircraft.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. And so they're talking with each other like, what are we going to do? How are we going to like fix this? And they pretty much came to the agreement, there's only one way to take this bird down, and they were going to fly into it. Luckily, the flight went down before they had to. But I mean, like, that's just the mindset that just about any military person has. You know what? We're going to do what we got to do.
Yeah. Yeah. In that moment, you just got to react the best you can. Hey, sometimes you don't even have the resources, but you just go with what you can make the best of. And of course, they knew in that situation that,
yeah,
the likelihood of them even making out of that thing was slim to none. So at least save other people.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well,
this has been fun, man.
I was going to say, it's been about an hour and 10 minutes. I'll go ahead and wrap this up and I'll do my outro or whatever it's called, and then I'll send you the link. You can post it on or you can do a video or on TikTok, or you can post it on your Facebook or whatever and tell your friends about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I will do that. And Hogan, thank you for having me on here. I tell you, man, it's been a pleasure getting to know you over the last year and a half, almost 2 years. And this is awesome. And to anybody that's listening, man, I appreciate it. And when we get the page up and running, when Hogan gets it up and running, I will send that page over to y'all as well to follow the podcast page. And
yeah.
And thank you guys for everybody who's listening, who follows me on TikTok. Thank you. It means a lot. And I'm excited. I'm glad I got to do this. And I definitely want to do this again. And I can't wait to do a group call with all of us as well.
Let's hear your best America Fish. Yeah.
Okay. America Fish. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Couldn't said it better myself.
Nailed it.
Well, I'll go ahead and wrap this up and I'll send it to you, Big Pat.
Sounds good, brother. I appreciate you.
Alrighty. All right. Bye.
Thank y'all for tuning in for this wonderful action-packed episode of America Fish Yeah Podcast with Big Pat. I hope y'all had as much fun as I did. I can't wait to do a group call with Big Pat, Doug, and Mike, and myself. Anyway, hope y'all enjoyed it and look forward to hearing from y'all. And don't forget, if you guys want to be on the America Fish Yeah Podcast, you can email me at HoganMartin20@gmail.com. Again, that's HoganMartin20@gmail.com. Anyway, until I see y'all again, America Fish Yeah!